Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's BudPod 62.
62. Who'd have thought we'd get this far?
62. Is 62 anything?
No, I think until 69, we're in a sort of dearth of significant numbers, the 60s.
Yeah, I think 69 will be the most the easiest number to react to that we've had since, I would say, 30.
Yes, it's the most evocative was easy. Of the numbers, yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that would be quite a funny sort of like life phrase, wouldn't it? If you said, well, your last significant birthday, of course, is 30, and after that, it's just nothing until 69.
At which point you'll have counterintuitively probably have your 69 days behind you.
Yes. I wonder if you're particularly old. At what point does one give up that sort of activity? Do you just go, my back can't take that?
Your back, your knees, the risk of suffocation. I mean, it's a death trap as far as sex positions go.
And if you're one of those people who sort of for whom this becomes a factor, just effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just average. You just go, oh, we can just do something else that's not that. Maybe that's in the future.
How did 69 get away with being the only sex position number? Surely there are others out there. I mean, 66 is bumming, isn't it? 66 is definitely anal.
Is that what Order 66 was in Star Wars? That's when they try and kill all the Jedis.
Oh, is it? Order 66?
Yeah. Enact Order 66. There was them going, do you mean bumming? No!
Oh, right. Okay, I should have checked on that first.
Well, the Jedi are dead.
Yeah, I might not have gone down the way you were foreseeing, but what's that? It's done now. It's an important thing.
It justifies the means. 66. I can't believe we've done number weapons and not number fuck.
Number fucking yeah.
A one is a wank.
That's just a big phallus, isn't it? A one. It's got a little head on the top. If depending on your font. yeah, your one can be circumcised or not, can't it?
Depending on your font, you can have like a base for it and everything.
Yeah, so one is a penis, so and a zero, obviously. So a 10 is a 10 is a close-up shot, isn't it?
10 is penetration of any kind.
Right, yes, exactly.
Dick and hole is 10. A 9 or a 6 is a man's... a 9 or a 6 could be Wangs as well, Mr. Wang, because they've got the circle could be the balls.
That is true. It turns out that the numbers actually replete with penises.
is dicks.
Some grand Freudian theory of mathematics that we're about to uncover, I think.
Can you imagine if you went to a therapist and said, look, I'm here for one reason and one reason only. When I look at numbers, it's just a forest of penises. The therapist will be like, well, has that negatively impacted your life at all? Well, it's distracting. Well, you know, maybe learn to live with it. Let's find out. How Freudian an incident would have to occur for you to seek a therapist's advice within a week?
How Freudian?
Yeah, so like how badly would you have to commit some sort of Freudian slip or start seeing dicks everywhere?
Right, okay.
Would you think
to
yourself,
okay,
I need to sort this out ASAP?
I guess if like all my food turned to dicks and I was just like eating dicks and balls, I think I'd probably find that unpleasant.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Or if like I was convinced all the springs in my mattress were penises, sort of, you know, getting bigger and smaller, and you know, and all those noises were dicks getting crunched, like, you know.
And they're all endlessly spiraling up to try and touch your body.
That's right, like a pig's penis. Yeah, they're all trying to break through the top of the mattress because they want to get to my body. And I can hear their voices at night saying, please, please.
only when you move on them.
Yeah.
Please.
Please. Please. How about you? What about you?
What would it take for... What would be Freudian enough for me to seek help?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Googling therapist now, yeah. Just after this chat.
once you're done talking into this silver penis in front of you, you're
going to go... Once I'm done using my penises to type out the name of the new episode on these balls here, yeah. It's time to go to hospital.
You know how Freud's work has been widely... discredited now, right?
Yeah, no one's what? Really a Freudian anymore.
I mean, what an absolute heist to be the defining figure in the history of your profession and to have got it completely wrong. I mean,
yeah,
that's quite the achievement, isn't it? If you or I ended up being remembered as the greatest comedians of all time and we never got a single laugh, that would be quite an achievement. That's effectively what Freud has done, isn't it?
Not these days, mate.
It's true, it's true. Alternative to
gotcha.
Comedy, more like.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting as well, like Freud is not just like the father of it all, but he's also like... When you have like a Warner Brothers cartoon, Daffy Duck goes to like Freud. They give him a German accent and a little beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. Is there anything else like that? It's like the inventor of football was actually just a baseball player or something. I mean, what would that even be?
Well, there's... There's the various fathers of philosophy have been...
Yeah.
They were all like, you know... evil is just ignorance. Also, the world is made of snakes, and it's the shape of a donut, and the sun is in the middle of the donut. You know, it's one of those, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trees are just God's fingers. He's under the ground, and he's mad. Yeah. And everyone just had to go, well, that's an interesting theory. Do you think it's like... I think Freud gets away with it because everyone is like, everyone just looks at it and goes, well, the Victorians are pretty fucking weird, so maybe he was right back then.
Freud? But he wasn't Victorian.
Yeah, but his patients would have been born in the Victorian era.
Oh, I see.
So they're still Victorians themselves. So it's like, oh yeah, because everyone was really fucking weird about their dad and everyone's mum and no one could talk about sex and... He gave everyone a line of coke and they started talking about whether or not they did wanking, you know.
It's true. I guess he just kind of opened the bottle. He opened the genie out.
There's a point. It's like not only did he get everything wrong, but he was just like feeding his patients cocaine.
Was he actually?
Yeah. It was a prescription that he found very useful for making people extremely talkative.
No way.
Yeah, he's like, people really open up after I give them a line or two of this great blow.
The GAC clinic is open.
Take this Colombian marching powder and march to a healthier psychological future. White lines, don't do it, do it, do it. Oh my god, I'd love to have, yeah, Lucian Freud doing a bunch of like doing a bunch of like singing like Cocaine by Eric Clapton. It helps you to talk, why not take a walk with cocaine?
Yeah, doing the music video like Christopher Walken in Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
Do you remember that video?
Yeah, and he's dancing around.
You can go with it. You can go with this. You can go. Great. I think that was a video, wasn't it?
That's it. And Walken has got amazing moves, like a smooth cat.
That's right. I remember watching that as a kid and the significance of it completely going over my head.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
I just thought, oh, look at that old guy dancing. I swear I recognize him. Ah, it's probably nothing. Anyway, off to chase this butterfly.
I thought that the other day. I watched it and I rewatched it actually just the other day. And I do remember thinking whenever I watched it, you know, whatever young age we were, just thinking, wow, he looked old and that he couldn't dance. And then he did. God, what a music video.
Jesus, he was old then.
Yeah, or he seemed old to us. I guess now That's he right. just looked like a man who's 45.
Well, he's got one of those faces that just always looks old, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he's what they, I guess he's kind of what they call a character actor.
I was just thinking about that today. I read someone's biography that said he was a character actor, and I thought, that's just an actor, isn't it? What actors don't play characters?
I saw a good tweet where they were like, wow, it's amazing that they had to invent the term character actor for people who can actually act, as opposed to people who are just hot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And you think, that's it, yeah. Every character actor's got a really craggly face.
Is right, like a Toby Jones or... yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't remember the other guy's name, but you know him everywhere. You see him everywhere.
Yeah, you see them a lot in mobster movies where they're like, well, you look like a mobster, so that is who you will play.
I mean, what's impressive about character actors is that they were so good at acting, people had to overlook how ugly they are. You know, and can you imagine being that good at acting that a Hollywood producer goes, oh god, they're so ugly, but they're really good.
Yeah, that's it. Like, and the highest level of that would be or like, or no, not even just ugly, sometimes just like slightly odd looking, like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, he had to be like, so good at acting.
Yeah, and it's like something about your face, I'm not sure how it fits together, your own face, but you are so good at acting, I'm going to make your face really big on loads of screens.
Yeah.
Do you think that they'll ever have like a character actor, but for like, you know how yogurt adverts are always just like aimed at women and there's a bikini lady involved at some point?
Mm-hmm.
It's always like a lady in a swimming costume by a pool. It's like, now is when I you know. Eat yogurt.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll ever be a character actor equivalent of someone who is not a sexy bikini lady, but they're just so good at selling yogurt?
Like they just have a palpable passion for cultured products.
Yeah, and like they do. You've got like a kind of Mad Men style ad executive who's going like, look, we focus group the response, and by the end of the session, half the group had already left to go buy the yogurt. I mean, it's incredible. It's like the charisma of a cult leader, but with regards only to yogurt. Maybe Philip Seymour Hoffman would have done that if they'd let him have a go.
Yeah, he did have quite a yogurty complexion.
Yeah, yes.
It would have, yeah.
He looks. He did have the look of a man who had only just finished a yogurt at all times.
He was a very good actor. Did you see him in what's it called? Mission Impossible 3?
Yes.
He's really terrifying. He's really good.
He's terrifying. He's also really contemptuous and strange in Red Dragon.
Oh, I've not seen that. It's too scary. I've only just seen Silence of the Lambs.
You only saw that the other day. You should watch Red Dragon. Yeah. It's full of heavy hitters. It's the cast is couldn't be more A-list.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, check it out.
Have you seen him in Capote? That's amazing.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
I also recommend him in, oh, bloody hell, it's an adaptation, I think it's of some Le Carre book, and it's set in Hamburg, and he plays a German, like federal agent, like spy guy. And suddenly he's got this deep voice and this really perfect German accent, and it's amazing. He's so good.
Wow.
Was so good. One of the most successful heroin addicts in the world.
Heroin? That you're not fucking around.
How do you win that many Oscars and nominations for Oscars on heroin the whole time? Well, not the whole time, but for a long time.
You must really like acting, because the whole problem with heroin is that once you've had it, you realize nothing comes near being as good. Acting for him had to be pretty close.
Yeah, that's true. And just doing things.
Yeah,
I'm amazed by that.
Walking about.
I don't know how much I would do comedy if I also was doing heroin. It's like, hey, do you want to come to the Chuckle Hut tonight to do a 20 minutes? It's like, no, I don't know. I've just had some heroin.
I swear there are people who do it, like, casually.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, isn't it? Is the sort of... that's kind of what I find really scary about it, because... people always say, like, oh, he was a functioning alcoholic. And, like, I've met functioning alcoholics, and they do function, but everyone can tell that they're an alcoholic. It's not, like, hard, you know?
They're not, like, undercover alcoholics. You never exactly. go, what?
Yeah. You never go, not Sister Mary. It's never like that. Whereas someone like Philip Seymour Hoffman and all these other people who pop up from time to time, you're just like, they were on junk the whole time, on fucking horse. That's unbelievable. And it's scarier because I think it's easier for them to kid themselves that it's functional, because it's like, if you're a functioning alcoholic, in quotes, you're like all puffy and you're hungover all the time and your mouth is dry and you smell and, you know, your hands are shaking and da 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 da. And
whoa, lay off the alcoholic shaming there, Pierre.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been a long quarantine and we're all going to come to learn the ways of the alcoholic before the end of this quarantine. But the idea of someone dancing with something as lethal as heroin and being like, but I can figure it out. People don't just suddenly die from this.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Terrifying. Fuck,
absolutely insane.
Speaking of,
I can understand if, you know, if a successful actor was addicted to cocaine, because that gets you up, that gets you going. But to be addicted to a drug that is basically just like turns your life into a nap. How do you get up and pretend to be German?
Yeah, exactly. And with that level of skill. Do you think maybe he was like, I want to be on heroin from Friday till maybe Sunday. And he like scheduled in his sessions or something maybe. Yeah. Yeah, it's mad. Like you say, any kind of upper you get because you're like, well, you know, you're an actor and you trained for years and take this very seriously. And in this film, you're playing a man whose wife is a goblin, and she can only talk to you through farts, and you have to cry now because she's dying in this scene. So you're really going to need something to help you out here.
This sounds like a good movie. Is that what happens in Red Dragon? I need to see it.
Goblin Fart Mistress. GFM. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's Meryl Streep. A whole list of big names.
They had to redo all the Goblin Wife's 3D. It was like Cats. They gave her a bum hole. It was too much.
From Wednesday, the 13th of May, the government's advice on lockdown is changing. And things couldn't be more clear. You're allowed to go outside, except when you're not allowed to go outside. Try to only go to the park. And if you don't have a park, go to a national park or beauty spot nearby. Unless all the locals don't want you to, and it'll make them angry. In which case, don't. The police could stop you. Or they might not. It just depends. You want to see your mum? You want to see your dad? We know. But you can only pick one. It's like some sort of divorce. And if your parents are already divorced, it's like the divorce again. But this time, the government is making it happen for everyone's own good. Visit your dad in the park. Visit your mum in the park the next day. Go for a jog 2 meters away from someone you went to school with. And play sport, but only with members of your own household. So if you live alone, you'd better be able to play ping pong with a wall like Forrest Gump. All of this is for the sake of keeping you alive and keeping pressure off the health service. Not with money or assistance or efficient supply chains, but with a general burden and anxiety placed on you, an ordinary person. And we'd just like to thank you for taking this whole thing almost entirely off our hands. Thank you. Maybe someday someone will bang a couple of pots together for you, eh? Only joke.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Although, in good quarantine news, I've managed to finally get myself to read. I found it quite difficult.
You read? You read a lot, don't you?
Yeah, but I had all these plans, Phil. I have a stack of 14 books that I could have started reading months ago, and I haven't.
Wow, you've actually counted. Yeah, I've got a whole stack of things.
Yeah.
And I keep buying books, but whenever you even read the ones I already have. God, someone stop me. I just love buying books.
Stop me before horrible. I crush my family under the weight of these books. Yeah. I've started actually managing to make my way through chunks of books, which feels good. It feels like I'm achieving something. It's just so addictive to just refresh Twitter and see if the angry machine maybe has something fun in now, like just endlessly scraping through turds in a sewer for a little coin.
I need to get rid of it. I check Twitter now while I wait for someone to reply to me on WhatsApp. Like, I text someone back. We're having a conversation on WhatsApp. I'll text them back. And in order to bridge the intolerable gap between my message and their reply, I'll go over Twitter. It's because I can't let my mind rest for a second without something going into it, without some opinion or bit of content to stimulate it. It's pathetic. Here we are. Here we are, shitting on the memory of Philip Seymour Hoffman when we're the addicts, Pierre. This is our heroine, and we dare to judge a man for doing essentially what we're doing. It's pathetic, and I hate us.
A man for taking actual medicine instead of stupid opinion medicine.
But I love it. It's so, so addictive.
You love bad takes, Phil, more than any man I know.
It's a kind of good practice at not giving takes. That's my challenge to myself now, is to stay out of politics and stay out of the number of people online who are convinced they have the answer to an unprecedented pandemic is extraordinary. It's like, obviously this government hasn't got everything right, but some people are like, if only they opened this and they closed that, they should have closed this then, like I would have done, no one would have died. And it's extraordinary. So I think as long as you and I refrain from becoming one of those people, we have looked the abyss in the eye and turned away.
Yeah, I think it is instructive to have a machine that essentially shows you a randomized list of some of the worst possible takes and ideas in any given situation. The number of people who've suddenly become incredible experts on this. You'd think there'd be some global situation where people go, none of us have a clue. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
There's something that would be big enough where they go, okay, now this one I'm sitting out.
I swear to God, if something happened at CERN, everyone would have their own theories on the Higgs boson. I swear to God.
Look, it's just PC gone mad. If you don't let the neutrinos collapse in the upwards direction. And it's all being tweeted by an account where the profile picture is a heavily pixelated photo of a golden retriever.
Why is no one talking about the up quark right now? This is... To leave the up quark out of conversation is violence, actually.
I think that this one of the scariest things about Twitter is that you do see these people where, like you say, their certainty that they have the solution to everything has driven them properly insane. There's nothing worse than scrolling down through someone's tweets and you go, oh, you've tweeted almost every minute. Like you're almost on like in a manic state. Maybe you are in a manic state if it's a stranger and you don't know them. You go, God, it's very odd to think about someone on the other end of a Twitter account being actually, you know, mad in some way.
It's been a real education for myself to just, because I've only started getting like hateful messages over the last few months, particularly towards the end of the last election. And it's been a real education in the power of looking at someone's profile and realizing they're insane. We're still wired to look at writing that's in black and white and, you know, printed on the internet as legitimate.
Yeah.
But it's just someone shouting in the street. And once you come to realize that, you find peace and you find understanding. But it's still entertaining to watch them scream, which is the dangerous bit.
Where you go on their profile and you think, well, you know what? XXX420dogfucker69 is just... I imagine some sort of school headmaster or perhaps even a local doctor.
Although I think dogfucker would go with 66, probably.
Yes, how would you... Yeah, it would have to be 66.
I can't think of a dog-like number. There really isn't. They're highly underrepresented in the Number Kingdom, dogs.
Dear BBC, it occurs to me that I cannot think of a single dog-like number. Please rectify this immediately, or I will cancel my license fee immediately.
Are you looking forward to unlimited exercise on Wednesday,
Pierre? Unlimited exercise. That's the second Star Wars second franchise reference after Order 66.
That's right, it's a Star Wars episode.
Yes, it certainly is. I can't wait to have my... If there's anything that's been limiting me, Phil, it's the limit on my exercise. I just do so much that I reach a point and I can feel like Obi-Wan, you know, Boris appears above me and says, "No, stop, no more. You deserve a break." And then I stop doing a million push-ups and sit-ups. I certainly haven't used quarantine to somehow simultaneously get a bit slimmer and fatter at the same time in terms of the look of my body. That is what I have discovered.
Have you just moved it around?
I think I've moved it around and I've lost muscle. So I've slimmed down a bit, but what's left of me is
good.
Gloopier.
Then I can finally defeat you. I will no longer have to be afraid of you. I won't have to put up with your shit anymore. I can finally beat you in a fight. That's good to hear.
In the anime of this fight, it turns out I beat you because the one muscle that didn't get any weaker is the wanking one, and I just kill you with my right forearm strength.
Yeah. You reveal your arm, and then it's a close up of me going ah, and then like a drop of sweat that hangs on my brow, and
yeah.
The background becomes lines.
You say something like what? It cannot be.
Yeah, and yeah, my monologue goes on for so long as you patiently wait for it to finish. But his arm is very strong. I thought I could defeat him, but I had not considered that his arm might be strong from all his wanking. Huh, this is going to be hard. With that strong arm, he can punch me right into the oblivion. Oh, this is going to be very difficult. I should have trained. Why didn't I train? And you're just there going, ha, 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 and your teeth are white and like... big in your mouth.
Yeah, and my face is like completely in shadow and I'm like looking downwards and there's like a little evil smile. Like they always
exactly.
It appears with like a kind of thing. It's like there's one thing you didn't count on. Yeah, and then in your speech, I seem to remember that often in like a speech like that you were just doing, they introduce an enormous bit of context that without context, they sort of go, "Oh, he will punch me into the nether realm."
Yes.
And you're watching it like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's all this? Nether realm? What the fuck?" Yeah, very very good at building tension.
I'm amazed how popular anime is. I never, like, growing up, everyone loved it in Malaysia, and my cousins loved it and stuff, and I just thought it was ridiculous. I couldn't, it just was insane. No one behaves that way. And there's, like you say, there's so much information, and there's so much information they somehow managed to be really repetitive about.
Yeah, is that again a theme we return to on this podcast? Is that a Japanese thing?
Well,
is it just a time saving thing where they're like, "Well, it's very cheap to animate the mouth flapping, so let's have him talk for a while."
But it's not really in the Japanese psyche to cut corners, though, is it? They're not exactly known for their laziness.
Yeah, and that's probably why the downfall of every villain is, as you say, a lack of training.
Right, yeah.
It's always a lack of training. It's never just like, "Well, I mean, there was nothing I could have done. Oh well."
Even Pokemon, which is ostensibly a vehicle to sell cards to children, that was essentially about the importance of practice, wasn't it? It's about going to the gym. Yes. And practicing and listening to a professor.
and slowly collating an enormous set of biological data.
Yes. Compiling your own encyclopedia.
Yeah, it's just it's all homework at the end of the day for them.
Uh,
It's like the national psyche has been wounded by losing World War II by not doing enough homework in advance about how big America is.
Yeah.
Never again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm amazed that this... If you told me in 2006 that everyone, not just freaks on the internet on websites I went on because I had no friends, but everyone would be into memes and anime, seemingly, I would have called you a goddamn dreamer.
Yeah, yeah, it just goes to show you how naturally nerdy the human is.
I guess so, or just like memes and video games.
It's not nerdiness, is it? I mean, the whole, and you probably share the frustration of how nerd and geek has been sort of co-opted by popular culture in recent years.
Hot people with glasses.
Two decades. Right, yeah. Yeah, and like reading a book or knowing about the existence of pi. I mean, there was even like, there's that old episode of The Simpsons where Artie Ziff tries to woo Marge. And the invention that's made him rich is a device that turns dial-up sounds into a catchy song. And the song goes, "Hey there, super geek, you will be connected in no time." And you go, oh, wow, people used to think that the internet was a geeky thing. It was like, you know, a nerdy obsession for computer obsessives.
Yeah, people would be like, oh, and now connected it's just... to the internet.
Now it's everyone's preferred plane of life.
That's true. It's replaced life now. I saw someone make this point online the other day, he said on his podcast.
On the web? While you were surfing?
I was surfing.
While you were surfing the cyberspace?
No, I was surfing the information superhighway. And I pulled into a little rest stop, Phil. And here's what an old man said to me. That, like, remember when you were a kid where you would, like, go online to take a break? Whereas now you're online all the time and you're like, well, I really need a break away from the internet. Like, it's the default.
That's right, yeah.
Awful. Burn it all. Let's all just go full Fight Club and meaninglessly destroy a few credit card companies and hope that does it.
Well, I mean, that's essentially what's happening with the 5G masts, isn't it? They're Fight Clubbing the internet.
They're trying to Fight Club the internet. They go, the porn on my phone's already too fast. I can't take any faster.
Man, oh man.
All right,
can't wait to go to the park Wednesday. We, you and I, before we started, were talking about how park life has taken on a new meaning. Yeah. And now we are actually all living the park life. This is all anyone can do.
All we can do is the park life. And we need a man saying, like, walking around the park the other day, 2 meters distance with a close member of my family.
Park life.
Yeah.
Park life.
That's everything now.
You can meet one parent, but you can't meet the other parent, even if they're in the same household as your first parent. Park life.
Ring. Letters. Emails. Emails. Phone numbers. Correspondence.
It's 1 o'clock somewhere.
Give me the coffee and no one gets hurt.
Bless this mess.
I like two things, pals and Prosecco. And I'm all out of pals.
One Prosecco, two Prosecco, three Prosecco, floor.
If the wife asks, I'm working.
Keep calm and keep drinking tea.
Tat attack!
Correspondence and some tat, Phil.
Correspondence and tat. We should add the tat jingle as well, just because I think people don't get to hear it very much, and I'd really like it.
It's true. I'll make sure it's both jingles in a row just to keep people on their damn toes.
Gosh, yeah, nice one.
Their goddamn toes. And so, who gets in touch? Lisa.
Lisa, nice to meet you.
Dear Fier Wangeli.
That's nice.
Yeah,
I like it.
She says praise redacted, so that's nice. Thank you for that. Whatever it is. Just wanted to share some tat.
Has
I saw
she
this
said praise redacted?
She has.
Well, that's a very neat. That's a very neat cheat, isn't it?
Very neat approach.
Yeah. Now we can just apply.
I would. I would like it if that was in real life, where I could meet up with people and just go, oh, hey, man, praise redacted. How are you?
Just general praise for them and their lives.
It's like, oh, you look great. Is that a new eyebrow? You know, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Just wanted to share some tat I saw this morning on Instagram. I saw it, threw up a little in my mouth, and immediately thought of you. So here it is, and it is, to be fair, it's some of the proper, like, it's actually not badly formatted. It's just bold black lettering on a white background, and it says, "It's not a hangover," full stop.
Oh, no.
And what do you think it says, Phil? It's not a hangover, full stop.
It's not a hangover. It's a fun headache.
You're close. You're very close.
It's a fun bill.
Okay, you're less close than that.
Colder. it's a headache to remind you of the good times. Okay, I give up.
It's a headache to remind you of the good times. Diarrhea to remind you of the bad times. it's not a hangover. It's wine flu.
No! I quite like that, actually.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
It's,
wine flu. I don't mind that. That's the kind of thing, though. If you said it, like, in the pub the day after and you riffed it, people would be like, that's brilliant. Well done.
Yeah.
I reckon you get a good laugh.
Yeah, and It also, she says, thank you for the stories, the laughs, and teaching a German girl the word tat. So Lisa is German.
Ah, guten Tat.
Danke schön für das Tat,
mm-hmm.
Lisa.
Das Tat, of course, was a book by Karl Marx.
It's revolution o'clock somewhere. In this house we share, or we're murdered. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's great. Oh man, communist tat. That's something to get into. Commie tat.
Oh yeah, commie tat. Oh my word. Keep up the good work, and Koji Lisa. So that's very. Thank you for that, Lisa.
Thanks,
that's
Lisa.
Very nice, and it's good to. Nice to have German listeners. I've always been a fan of the Deutsch, because my school was full of Deutsch.
Was it now? Yeah.
Yeah, I had lots of German kids in my sixth form.
Do you reckon that might be partially responsible for your Jahr?
It certainly didn't make it go away. That's for sure. And there were also, like, South African teachers at my school as well. So I was never too far from a yar.
I think in my... at my private school, Pierre, we had one German guy, and he was quite weird. Mm. Yeah. He was quite a sweet... that sort of almost a xenophobic characterization of a... chubby. He was essentially the chubby Austrian kid from The Simpsons. What's he called?
Oh, really?
Ralph? No, he's not Ralph. What's he called? Rudolph or something.
Isn't it Gunter or something?
Yeah, it is Gunter, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, he was sort of rosy-cheeked and chubby like that.
Yeah.
And he was always
Don't
eating chocolate.
Me, chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah.
I like that episode of The Simpsons where the Germans come and try and buy the nuclear plant.
Yes. Yeah.
And Homer and Mr. Burns annoy them, and they say, please, we Germans are not all smiles and chocolate. let's see. Oh, yeah. There's just some classic tat sent in by Alfie that he saw in a pub in Harrogate in the before time.
Of course, yeah. I was about to say, I suppose so Alfie owns a pub.
So one of them is this is as old as the hills feel. Give me coffee and no one gets hurt.
Great. Lovely. Yep. Your starting point.
Yep.
That is your foundation, your entry level tat.
Yeah. Gateway tat. This one is a little better in terms of novelty. It says in big letters, alcohol is the answer, small letters. So it goes, alcohol is the answer, ... And what do you think the next bit is?
But what was the question?
Yeah, pretty much it says, sorry, I can't remember the question.
Yes, it's a classic format. You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with that one. Also, like,
call him the tat whisperer.
The thing about that sort of pro-alcohol tat in a pub is, like, I mean, they're in a pub. They want alcohol. You're preaching to the choir at this point, aren't you? Are you trying to sell? These people are they got the memo. They're into alcohol.
They're here. And they've been here long enough to bother reading the walls. They're clearly drinking on their own. Let's see now. Oh, wow. Andrew has got in touch.
Andrew, give us your spam, Drew.
Oh, he will. And it is an extraordinary piece of tat, as he says, in the toilet of a local pub. And it's an, if I may say so, Phil, it's an astonishing piece of man tat.
Oh, great. I love a bit of man tat. Is it dad tat? I guess, no, there's dad tat and there's man tat.
No, this is, in fact, you know what? I would go so far as to say this is bloke tat.
Okay, very interesting subcategory.
Yeah, this is pretty aggressive bloke tat. It's regressive. It's not even socially progressive. That's how blokey tatty it is.
Great, okay. Wow. I'm nervous.
This is probably the least progressive tat since all the Mexican stuff about don't look at my big dick, I have a hat on or something. Whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
So it's in the toilet and it's a big old sign that's like visibly drilled into the wall. And it's called The Lad's Prayer.
Oh no. Brilliant.
It's bad,
Here we
Phil.
Go. Here we go.
The Lad's Prayer.
Is it written in biblical cursive or something?
Do you know what? I wish it was. In fact, it's sort of the poster is an enormous like 3D lump of like wood or something, but it's like it's like painted to look like an old scroll kind of
thing.
Yeah,
Gotcha.
But the font is just Arial, and it's in like red.
Right,
and random words are capitalized.
So it's like if Jesus had a typewriter, essentially.
Yeah, and random words are capitalized like they're writing in Middle Ages English. and I'm going to go through this line by line, Phil, because I'm sure you remember the Lord's Prayer from childhood, as do I. And you know how when someone does a parody and it just doesn't line up at all?
Yeah, and you go, well, you've made a new thing.
Exactly. So, like, the Lord's Prayer versus the Lad's Prayer, that's pretty good, and it's nothing is up to that point. Nothing is as good as that in the rest of the parody.
Great, okay.
Yeah, it's like if I said, like, Star Wars, more like Boring Wars. Well, that's not really... It doesn't, like, scan, you know?
A New Hope
so,
is pretty
Lad's
boring,
Prayer.
To be fair.
Yeah, it's true. There's stuff about trade talks, for God's sake.
No, I think that's Phantom Menace.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm
A New
confused.
Hope is,
God,
is episode fucking four or whatever, and it's just like a little boy in the desert. Ugh, I found it so... Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I first saw it. I thought it was so boring.
Oh, yes. God, yes. What a lot of nonsense. Okay, so the Lad's Prayer, right? So what do you think it is? Now, in the Lord's Prayer, the first line is Our Father.
Right,
so what do you think this one is here?
Our lager.
Ooh, you'll never guess what it actually is, Phil.
Our baking tray? I don't know, our...
So, Our Father versus, like our lager, that's really good, right?
Okay.
Of Our Father.
Thank you.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah.
Our beer. They had our lager staring them in the face. And they went for our beer.
Okay, so our beer, who art in a pint glass?
Oh, close.
Who art in a bottle?
Yeah, who art in bottles.
Okay, yep. So, okay, so I'm back on track.
Yeah, bottles rhymes with heaven. It's important. Our beer.
Well, they've got a difficult question to answer here, haven't they? Do they go with rhymes or do they go with contextual parallels?
Yes, yes. Do they go for equivalence? Yeah. And are they going to get up tied up in a tricky theological debate as to whether or not ale is the Holy Ghost?
I mean, because they already have wine as the blood of Christ. So where does beer come into it? Is that sweat?
Yeah, it's Christ's gob.
Yeah, because it's frothy, right?
Yeah, it's all frothy. If he did a big spit, it would be beer.
Okay, so our beer, who art in bottles.
Our beer, which art in bottles.
So the next line is...
Hallowed be thy...
Okay, hallowed be thy head.
Ooh, see, that would be good, but they don't actually stick with the theme. They just immediately add in a new theme.
Okay, so hallowed be thy football.
Oh, you're so am close. I actually? Hallowed be thy sport.
Oh my god, I was having a laugh.
They call him the Tat Whisperer.
Hallowed be thy sport.
The sport of beer.
Okay. So the next line is thy kingdom come.
What I'm enjoying about this is that you are like the Tat equivalent of me having to go visit Hannibal Lecter for advice.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm already stood there.
You're in a maximum security prison behind a big glass plastic wall thing.
And when you come around the corner, I'm just stood staring at you with its gin o'clock apron.
It's gin o'clock, Clarice. Okay, so our beer.
I had his liver with a lovely Chianti. Nom 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 nom.
In this house, the lambs scream.
Okay, so thy kingdom come would be, oh, thy.
They seem to have skipped that.
Oh, okay, so the kingdom thy will is it thy will be done?
Yeah, that's the next one. Yeah, okay, so our beer, which art in bottles, hallowed be thy sport.
Thy spill be done. No, thy. Oh, what else is laddie? Thy.
I'll give you a clue. It's thy will be.
Okay, thy will be banter.
Ooh, they're actually returning to the original theme now. Okay. This.
Thy will.
They're all over the place.
Thy will be booze.
Thy will be drunk.
Drunk. I was gonna say drunk. Thy will be drunk. Okay.
Now it is like a rhyme for some reason.
Okay, thy will be drunk. In the pub as it is at home.
Oh, mate, you've nailed the next line but one.
I've nailed the next line but...
You've done it. That is so basically, it says, our beer, which art in bottles, hallowed be thy sport, thy will be drunk. Thy will be drunk, I will be drunk, at home as it is in the pub. You smashed it.
Yes, I am the Tat Whisperer. Oh man,
it's amazing. It's a hell of it's an incredible skill. It's like being able to tell who's farted in a whole stadium or something.
Yeah, I'm like Rain Man. I can see like a needle in a haystack or whatever. I don't remember Rain Man, but yeah,
if someone drops loads of watches, you can tell which one shows wine o'clock.
Oh man, I think that might be the holy grail of Tat. That's like the Rosetta Stone of Tat.
What, this thing?
It's like archaeologists have used that piece of Tat to translate all the other Tat.
It keeps going.
Wow, okay.
It keeps going, and that's when it gets problematic.
So give us today our daily beer again.
Yeah, beverage.
Give us today our daily beverage.
Give us each day our daily beverage.
And forgive us our... Okay, does it start getting problematic here?
No, okay. Not yet. It's still quite practical advice.
And forgive us our hangovers?
Spillage.
Okay. Forgive us our spillage as we forgive those who spill on us.
Yeah, spillest against us. Okay,
great. If we forgive those who spill us against us, do not lead us into... Okay.
And this is when it gets problematic.
Do not lead us into being gay. That's all that's coming to mind.
That's basically
really,
it.
Do not lead us into making out with guys.
Which we all want to do all the time.
What is it?
And lead us not. And this is you're going to hate this, Phil. This is when you're going to get annoyed at whoever wrote this. Even beyond the problematic nature of it. And lead us not into... puffy wine tasting.
Whoa! Amazing! Whoa. Puffy!
Incredible. This sign dates from that kind of era. Wow, that is I hope it's not modern.
Vintage Tat.
It's vintage lad culture.
Yeah.
If you remember, like no one talks about the problems of lad culture anymore, but when we were at university, it was on all anyone could talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Puffy wine tasting. That's like from the era of calling salad rabbit food, right? That's the same sort of... Or proper milk. You know. Wow, okay.
Yeah, people who have incredibly strong opinions about wives.
So lead us not into puffy wine tasting.
Yeah.
And is there another...
And deliver us
from...
Yeah. And this is where, to be honest, I think it gets a bit hypocritical.
Okay. And deliver us from bigotry.
No, it's still booze-themed. They've stuck with booze after the bigotry.
And deliver us from hangovers.
And deliver us from tequila.
Okay. Okay, because tequila... It sort of straddles manly and girly, doesn't it, tequila? Because it's shots, but it's got a bit of fruit with it.
Yeah, I think they're also doing that thing of like, deliver us from tequila, not like last time. Right, Steve? Remember last time? Yeah, me neither.
I love this.
God, I hate whoever
wrote this. I love it. I love it so much. Is that the end?
No. Gosh. No, it's the full prayer.
You really can go on forever when you have no standards, can't you?
And deliver us from tequila, for mine is the...
Okay, for mine is the lager, surely here. For mine is the ale.
A bitter.
For mine is the bitter.
That's how...
That is old. That's...
For mine is the bitter.
For my...
And now instead of power and the glory, they've gone for two things that all men love.
Football and women.
Yeah, that's literally it.
Is it actually?
Yes!
Yes! God, I'm so good at this game. I hate that I'm so good at this game.
In the film, this is where I start to go, oh, yes, how did you know? Like my hands shake and I drop my pint.
Is it so it literally goes, read it, can you read it?
So for mine is the bitter, the chicks and the footy.
Oh, yes. The chicks.
Interesting.
It's not even British chicks.
Yeah, it's very Americanized suddenly after, what a handbrake turn after using the word bitter.
Yeah, and sandwiching the word chicks with bitter and footy.
Yes. For international listeners, bitter is a kind of ale, I suppose.
Yeah, which...
It's a very traditional drink, pint of bitter.
Yeah, which I thought when I first started drinking would be disgusting, and I came to absolutely adore. I've now come down the other side.
Oh, yes.
But,
I'd say bitter is probably the spiritual opposite of an American lager.
Yes, yeah. It's equivalent of a dry wine. It's like... To the untrained eye, there's nothing to enjoy here. but you do get used to it.
For mine is the bitter, the chicks on the footy, forever and ever.
Okay, forever and ever, oi oi. Is it?
No, think it's now it's back to rhyming again. That's your only clue.
Okay, so, amen. Us men, be men.
It's actually a perfect rhyme, to be fair to them.
Okay. Barmen.
You got it!
Yes! Oh! Suck it!
Forever and
I
ever.
I got it.
Yeah. Barmen.
So is the idea that this is written by barmen? Or is this all addressed to barmen?
Oh, theologically it's all over the place,
yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, there have been libraries written on this question.
I'm gonna bring up the Lord's Prayer, and I want you to give me a topic.
Okay, this is a fun game.
And I want to see if I can do an equally good parody prayer.
Okay. So we've had Lad Tat. Whimsy.
Whimsy. Okay, just general whimsy?
Yeah, sort of post-Bush whimsy. Is that specific enough? Or like current cutesy, cute whimsy? Or do you need something more specific?
What about like when it's always about like intrafamilial relations?
Intrafamilial...
Like family tat. I could do family quite
easily. Yes. Okay, let's go with that.
Okay. So I'm thinking of that kind of tat where it's like you know, it's like a poster where it's like my daughter is a princess, so I'm the queen, you know? That kind of
thing? Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's
see. if you can throw in sort of some wife husband stuff, that would be great.
Ooh, yes. Okay, so our mama.
Yep.
Who art in kitchen.
Yeah. Let's start off problematic and work our way up, yeah?
Our mama who art in kitchen. hallowed be thy recipes.
Great.
Thy husband comes home.
Mm-hmm.
And thy will be done.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, in house as it is at the shops.
Excellent. Guys, so you have a knack for this too. a knick-knack.
It's like discovering that I can convince people to kill. Oh my god. We thought we would do correspondence, but we just got through some excellent tat. Thank you for that, Andrew.
Yeah,
who ends his email by saying don't stop wanking.
Yes, a twist on a classic.
Which is the same message, but it's a lot more sinister.
It really is. It's like if you put it into a translation app and translated it back to English.
Yes, yeah. That's what the anime subtitles say of the Bud Pod anime.
Yeah, I mean, thanks so much for that that email. We could have done a whole episode with that, really.
Yeah, problematic tatic.
Yeah, just improving problematic tat.
My word,
a lot of fun.
My word.
That's
pretty much all we got time.
Yeah,
for.
Thanks for listening. Sorry, we didn't get to read out more letters.
Yeah, well, shall we do a correspondence special
next
week?
Let's do a correspondence special, yeah. That'd be fun.
Let's do it. We'll get through the old post bag at pace. Mm. And why not? And why wouldn't you?
And wine, not, Pierre. Wine, and not.
Truly, he is a master. His skill is unsurpassed.
He's always thinking. He never rests.
I'm like Salieri in your Mozart. But with wine o'clock merchandise.
Yeah, just flipping through it. It's perfect. I've referenced that scene so many times, and I've never watched that movie.
They at the end of term in music class, when music was compulsory, our teacher made us watch it.
Oh, right.
And I didn't pay attention.
Right.
But I remember that bit.
It's
all right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Share it around, listeners. Yes. Tell your friends.
I'll code you now, as ever, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.